With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Several police officers on a task force trying to serve a warrant in Charlotte, North Carolina, have been struck by gunfire. The Charlotte-Mecklenburg Police Department says officers from the U.S. Marshals Task Force were shot Monday afternoon in a suburban neighborhood. Police said multiple victims were taken to hospitals and a SWAT team was on the scene. Gunfire continued after the officers were struck and a SWAT team was in the neighborhood afterward. Protesters of the war in Gaza who are encamped at Columbia University have defied a deadline to disband. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell tells NBC's Meet the Press college and university administrators need to hold protesters to certain standards of civility when they're demonstrating against the Israel-Hamas war.
I think it's a dangerous situation. You said pro-Palestinian. There's also anti-Semitism, which is completely unacceptable. I've been shocked to see that in this country. First responsibility is the administrations of these colleges. That's the first responsibility.
Small towns in Oklahoma are beginning a long cleanup after tornadoes flattened homes and buildings and killed at least four people, including an infant. The damage Monday was extensive in the community of Sulphur. The city manager, Andy Freeman, gets emotional as he describes the storm damage in the community and the response.
We just want to thank everybody for everything they've done. It's very humbling, the outpour. Our town's devastated, but we will rebuild this.
That audio courtesy of KOCO-TV. On Wall Street, the Dow by 146 points, the Nasdaq rose 55, the S&P advanced 16, oil down $1.14 to $82.71 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Canadian boy is suspended from school over his choice of apparel.
16-year-old Mataki O'Kane got kicked out of Ontario's Granite Ridge Education Center for wearing a hoodie bearing the words, "There are only two genders." O'Kane says officials were unmoved by his claim of free speech and is noting of the fact that the school is festooned with gay pride posters. The student was sent home, and his mother says Child Protective Services later called her to inquire about her son's condition. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
17 states are challenging new Biden administration rules entitling workers to time off and other accommodations for abortions. Arkansas and Tennessee filed a lawsuit in federal court calling the new rules an illegal interpretation of the 2022 Pregnant Workers Fairness Act. The Biden rules mean that legislation aimed at making pregnancy easier for working women will now also make it easier for women to have an abortion. This is SRN News. It looks like panda diplomacy may be making a comeback.
They are one of China's most beloved exports. A pair of giant pandas will soon make the journey from China to the U.S. They'll take up residence at the San Diego Zoo. It's part of an ongoing conservation partnership between the two countries. The San Diego Zoo Wildlife Alliance says its caretakers recently visited China to meet with the giant pandas. One of them is a 5-year-old male, the other panda, a nearly 4-year-old female. Rich Thomason reporting.
For the first time, negotiators from most of the world's nations are discussing actual text for what's supposed to become a global treaty to end plastic pollution. Most contentious is the idea of limiting how much plastic is manufactured globally. That idea remains in the text at this stage over the strong objections of plastic-producing countries. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.